Always look for self-awareness. Self-awareness identify with the present moment. So it come together when you are aware, present moment is there. But when you think, you go to the past, go to the future, up and down, concoct, because of thought, way of thought is the concoction. But when you come back to feel the moment, to be aware, thought will stop by itself, so it won't concoct, it won't proliferate. So we trust, we have faith, or we love developing self-awareness as the path, you know, path leading to the liberation or the cessation of suffering. So whenever you come to meditate or practice here, we do the same. Start from doing hand movement or doing walking meditation. Be aware of each movement. When you do hand movement, you are aware of each stroke of hand movement in 1 second. Not from trying too hard, you know, just be aware. When you are not aware, you know you're not aware. When you think, you acknowledge that you're thinking and come back to be aware. So you don't go with the flow of thought. You won't get carried away, you won't become opinionated. When you become one with self-awareness, then calmness is over there, you know, when we don't let thought, you know, take over our mind. But we let self-awareness be developed, so it gets stronger, or faster. It come to our rescue, you know, in time when we face many tough situations in daily life. So mindfulness will come to save us, to help us out of the problem or the attachment. So when you are little movement, when you don't want to do a big hand movement, you can do clicking the finger or cleansing your hand or turn up and down, blinking your eye or breathing in, breathing out. Be aware of breathing in, breathing out. Move your body side by side or rock a little bit, you know, so you don't attach to the stillness or the frigid, or what you call, of that no motion. So the movement will generate the feeling of present moment. So that's why we have to move for more. Repeat the same movement, then you kind of check that you how much you can be aware, or you can be aware more. Until sometimes it's easy that you can be aware over 90% or even 100% in half an hour. So at one point when your mind doesn't identify with anything, doesn't look anywhere, you don't find any meaning of whatever you see, whatever you hear, then you will realize, you will hit the state of realization. So that's the meaning of developing self-awareness, or the purpose of this meditation. We say calmness is like a byproduct of developing self-awareness, or seeing things clearly, seeing thought clearly. So every time you see things clearly, you see thought clearly, it just disappear. It won't last, it won't continue. So at that moment, your mind is empty. You can say empty of thought, but empty of self, empty of concoction. So even you think, you plan, you doing something, when you think, it's intentional thought. But when you working on something, but you thinking of something else, you know, it's unintentional thought. So we are aware of it. We let go, or we don't let it proliferate or concoct. So that's what Lungpo Thien said, the master, intentional thought, or you have to think what you're doing, what you're gonna do, how you're gonna make it happen, or to finish the job. But for intentional thought, we don't think about it, but it just come up, you know. We don't invite it. But it just keep thinking more than intentional thought. So we miss this, miss that, think about this, about that, worry about this, about that. That will bring suffering. So when you are more mindful, you see thought, then you clearly see it. But now, as a beginner, we pay more attention to the body, to be aware of body movement, until you can be aware continuously, at least 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And then it can happen, you know, it can change your view. Your view or your understanding of meditation. When you have the right view, you can see, oh, you can be aware any moment, any time, anywhere. You don't have to sit still with your eye closed. You can think, you can plan, you can work. That's the highest benefit of inside meditation, means you can work and you can see everything clearly. You can see body clearly, you can see your mind clearly, you can see the world outside clearly, until you have no attachment. Then it's like you free your mind. You have genuine peace or freedom within yourself. So that's it's not that fun, but it's worth the time spending, you know, 1 hour. But when you really get it, you see it clearly, you understand it, then, oh, it's invaluable, you know. It's rich people, billionaire, cannot understand, or they cannot have this kind of clear eye clear seeing. So people who don't see their mind, they don't see their light. We call them ignorant. Even he's a president, he's ignorant because he doesn't see himself. He just like to blame other people or fire people.
He wants two scoops.
So you learn to have your own refuge, your own. So it's like you become like Buddha. You know, you have Buddha mind within yourself. Everyone can be like a Buddha. Everyone can be like Buddha mind, Buddha nature. Anything. No question. It's always beautiful, and you can meditate outside if you come next time. We have beautiful garden, nice surrounding, nature. You can come anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.